Mornings with Wendy Harmer.
Now, if your co-worker revealed that they had a mental health issue, how would your workplace deal with them? I'd sure hope it wouldn't mean an end to their career or for you for that matter either. But figures have shown that the employment level of people with mental issues is actually dropping in Australia. I find that a very grim story. The success of my next guest is all the more remarkable in that case, and really quite clever in a kind of a do-it-yourself way. Flourish Australia was once known as the Richmond Psychiatric Rehabilitation Australia. That was the outfit, Richmond Psychiatric Rehabilitation Australia. And they're about a 60-year-old not-for-profit support service for mental health, but now they're known as Flourish Australia. And Pam Rutledge joins me. She is the CEO of Flourish Australia. Hello, Pam.
Hello, Wendy.
Lovely to have you along.
Thank you.
Christine Minyawi, and she is joining us as well. Hi.
Hi.
Because you've done something here remarkable, I must say, Pam. In the last 3 years, you've managed to fill half your workforce with people who have what we call a lived experience of mental illness. That's 350 jobs in just 3 years. So how did you go about it?
Thank you, Wendy. Well, as you said, we're a not-for-profit organisation working in the mental health area. Mm-hmm. And one of our key issues for people with a mental health issue is employment. And you commented on the statistics, which is a travesty that in Australia, people with a disability and from our point of view, particularly people with a mental health issue, are so often discriminated against in the workplace and in the labour market. So 3 years ago, we set ourselves a target. We thought we need to walk the talk as an employer. We need to put our money where our mouth is. And so we set ourselves a target to reach 50% of our workforce by 2017, and we set in place a whole lot of HR practices and mm-hmm. recruitment practices to actively seek out people with a mental health issue who we know are out there, who are so talented.
Yeah,
they have all the talents and skills that employers need. And so we set out to find them, and we've achieved that target. And we are really proud of being in that position to have 350 people within our workforce who are people who identify as having a mental health issue, who are doing jobs right across every part of the organisation.
Well, of course they can.
I mean, absolutely.
Well, you know, duh.
Exactly, yeah. Duh.
What sort of issues do folk have? What's the range of illnesses that you're dealing with, Pam?
Well, we have a very wide range. People disclose as they see fit.
Okay.
And so some people may disclose that they have a long-term issue with something like bipolar disorder, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or indeed are living with schizophrenia. Or they may be living with long-term depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But our point is that when people come to an interview with us and they've been invited to disclose, and in fact they get preference if they identify as having a mental health issue, then we've had people who come in the door and say, I want to come and work here because I no longer have to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the travesty for all employers. We know that at least one in four of the workforce as a whole are people with a mental health issue. So even in any employment space, one in four of the people who are currently working there have a mental health issue, which may not be being acknowledged. People are hiding part of themselves, and so they're not able to be their true, authentic self in the workplace.
Well, you make a very good point there, because I bet a lot of people say to you, oh, I bet you the workplace is chaos, and I bet you a lot of people are taking days off all over the place, and they're unreliable, and, you know, you're madly shaking your head there.
There's a lot of mythology around all of that, and we can demonstrate from the evidence that they are myths. People with a mental health issue are much less likely to take time off work, and we provide reasonable adjustment for anyone in the workplace who has an issue that might interrupt their work, whether it be a sick mum or dad or a mental health issue or a broken leg. We, as an employer, provide reasonable adjustment.
Sure.
And we have policies and practices that ensure that people are able to talk about what's happening in their lives and be supported.
Okay. Well, let's move to you, Christine. I'll just reintroduce you, Christine Minyawi. And you have one of these jobs. And so perhaps you can tell us about yourself. Did you self-disclose?
I did. For me, it was all about the process of applying for the position first at Flourish Australia. I saw an advertisement with a job that seemed great and in my local area. And then I realised one of the requirements was a lived experience. So did find it quite confronting in the beginning, but there was a sense of relief as well that this part of my life could be seen as a positive and that I could actually inspire or encourage others who might have a similar lived experience. So,
And what is your lived experience?
Yeah, so when I was 16, my father passed away and I developed an eating disorder, so became bulimic for the next 10 or so years of my life. Mm. So I wouldn't define myself now as someone who is still struggling with that, you know, for the last approximately 10 years I've been, you know, free of that. But definitely it's been a big part of my story and a story that I can share with others and can inspire others.
Yeah, and so what's the benefit of coming out about this in the workplace? Does it make any difference to how the workplace operates?
Well, I think it's all about being careful and mindful about who I disclose to. It's not, I don't have to sort of go around in the workplace and say, hey, do you know what my lived experience is? What's yours? It's not a comparison of, you know, whose trophy is biggest or anything like that. But it is about, I think, a deliberate sharing of experience, not being afraid to speak up. Mm. And the stigma around it is there's not going to be a backlash. I know that I can speak to my boss about something that's happened and it's triggered a thought in the past or something that I might be struggling with in my work and know that I'm not going to get a negative sort of, you know, consequence because I've disclosed it.
Tell me how, is it any different from anywhere you've worked before? What's the feeling like?
So different.
The vibe, if you like.
So different. What a place to work, honestly. It's, I feel like Flourish Australia is a really innovative place to work. Mm-hmm. It's immediately when you walk in, you know that the because the leaders are walking the talk, as Pam said, it helps everyone else to have that sense of trust and that this information is not going to be used against me. I'm not going to, if I need a day off because I'm, I don't know, stressed about something or something comes up in my personal life, it's not going to be like, now, Christine, does this have anything to do with your lived experience? It's not like that, mm-hmm. whereas I've never worked anywhere like that in the past.
Yeah, yeah. And just from, of course, what Pat was saying there, you don't find people taking days off all over the place and not stepping up and having responsibility or making excuses. It's not like that.
Mm. No, we still have to achieve all the things we promised to achieve and we still have to be qualified to do the job. And in that sense, I haven't noticed any difference in regard to people taking advantage of the system or using their lived experience as a crutch. So that's my
experience. If I could just add there, Wendy, we actively put in place policies and practices to facilitate that. So we have what are called personal situation plans that, as I say, anyone in the organisation can have one with their manager. And that involves a process of discussion. When people are well and everything's going well, then we talk about, well, what sort of things could happen in your life that might make it hard for you to do your job or that where you might need extra support. So that then if something does happen, there's a conversation starter already there and you can have open conversations. So one of our senior managers is Faye Jackson, who is well known as an advocate for people with a mental health issue, and she is in one of our senior roles, which is identified for a person with a mental health issue, and she and I have a personal situation plan that helps with anything that happens in her life, and I know she wouldn't mind me saying that, because that's part of the process of ensuring that we are respectful and transparent.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the other thing that people would say then, oh, maybe if I do this in my workplace, I'm probably going to need to have extra staff members and maybe they'll have to go with counsellors, you know, going to and fro, and it's going to end up costing a lot. Tell me the truth of that.
Yes, I don't think that's true at all. I think it is about trying to make sure that you have that open, respectful conversation and that that people feel they can genuinely talk about what's making it hard for them to do the work. So, as I said earlier, it enables people to bring their whole self, their authentic self to work. the fact that they have issues in their life, everybody has issues in their life, but we want to enable those to be part of what you do bring to work, mm. not something that you have to separate off and treat as some sort in some sort of box separate to your work life.
Mm. Well, this is all very interesting. You would advocate this for every workplace, Christine?
I definitely would. And, you know, one part of my job at the moment has been working on a project all about mental health in the workplace, and I find it liberating to be able to use Flourish Australia as an example of how that has helped me in my journey. So definitely would be a big advocate.
Well, there you go. So, yes, just I'm going to ask you, Patricia, rather Pam, to just speak into that microphone there, and
yes.
anyone who might be listening from a business and recruitment or whatever, just give them the drum. Just give them the message.
Yes, this is an issue that every employer should take on, because you're not only limiting your recruitment pool, there are many, many people out there who have a mental health issue who are ready, willing and able to work, but you're also denying the full opportunity for people in your workplace who have a mental health issue. So get with it. We're happy to help. We are a demonstration of how it can work, not just in the not-for-profit sector, but for any employer.
Yeah. Good-o. And thank you very much both for coming along. You're just such great advocates for this. Thank you indeed.
Thanks, Wendy.
Flourish
thank you,
Australia
Wendy.
Is the organisation, and we've been speaking with Pam Rutledge, who is the CEO of Flourish Australia, and Christine Minyawi as well, who is an employee there and loves it by the sounds of things. Good on you, gals. Thank you. That was very, very uplifting, I must say. Thank you, Pam and Christine.
You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.